Chicago! This is Adon Diaz, and you're listening to Vocaloid Radio.
I just want your company to come sit right in front of me. You don't need to say a thing, no commitment, no wedding ring.
Hey, it's Vocaloid Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. This song we're getting out of right now is Legroom by Adon Diaz, who we have in studio. Hello.
Woo, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Chicago artist, you are performing at Lollapalooza this weekend. I mean, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So I hasn't hit me yet, you know? It's like, it's not, I feel like I'm not going to like actually feel it till day of.
You still feel like a dream? You're like, oh my gosh, this is really happening.
Yeah, I feel like I should be like doing something else. I feel like I should be like working, maybe like cleaning my room or something. Like I like not in that headspace yet, but I know I got to get into it tonight.
I was going to say you have a couple of days.
Yeah.
I mean, you're performing Thursday. I was reading up on you and you're Chicago. Are you born and raised?
Yes, ma'am.
I was reading that you had never been to Lollapalooza.
No, not until last year. I only went for like 2 hours because I guess I went in and out too much and got kicked out. I guess you could only go a certain amount of times.
So you just kept leaving and coming back?
Yeah. It was like raining last year too. It was just a good time. I went to go see my friends, Linda Lindas.
Oh, great band.
Yeah.
Great band. Yeah.
And and then I got kicked out. So that was my Lollapalooza experience because I went out in and out, I think, 5 times or 6 times. It was like, I didn't know.
But I mean, now you know. But now everyone knows. I don't think I even knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Because we've left to like get equipment or like drop off equipment. But now we know 2 times is like the max. You can't keep coming in and out. So you had never been. You said because you couldn't afford to go to Lollapalooza.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's not just me. It's like crazy expensive, like a 4-day pass. I'm like, whoa, I can't. I mean, still, I don't know if I would spend that much on a 4-day today, but
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some people do, and I applaud them. God,
I mean, also, when you're in your age group, you're only 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You're so young.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when you're 20 years old, like, yeah, you cannot afford, like, a full, like, 4-day festival.
Target does not pay for that. You know, it's like...
I was also going to say, if it makes you feel better, by day 4, no one's having fun anymore.
Mm.
Like, everyone's just exhausted, right? I was also reading that when they hired you for Lala, you didn't have a manager or anything? Like, you just...
No.
Did they just call you on your phone?
Yeah.
Did you even answer? Does anyone even answer their phone anymore?
No, but I was in class, or, like, getting out of class. I was, like, while I was going to DePaul, I was just, like, about to go home, and then... Samantha Cox, she's affiliated with BMI, love her. I had her as a contact save, so of course I'm going to answer her when she calls. And she called me, she's like, hey, do you happen to be free in August for possibly Lala? I'm like, happen to be free? Of course, yeah.
You're like, I will ditch everything.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what answer she expected me to be like, oh no, I have a coffee that day.
You're like, my friend's wedding, like I'm ditching everything, right,
that? Of course, yeah, no. Any day. I'm like, yeah, I will 100% be free. A couple of days later, she like sent me a text. She's like, oh, it's confirmed. I'm like, you're going to be on. I'm like, oh, it was so
cool.
What
are the feelings? Is it like nerves? Is it like, oh my gosh, like I need to start practicing? Like what goes through your head first?
I feel like I start pacing around. Like I was like on my way home, but like I exited the car and just started pacing around for no reason. I'm just like, I'm like a pacer. I love like just pacing, man. It feels so good. It's like whenever I'm like full of emotions and like don't know how to handle them, I just walk.
Just walk it out?
Just walk it out.
Okay. Yeah. And now, when you told your parents, like, what did they say?
I can't remember.
Like,
exactly.
Is that your first call to your mom?
Yeah, the first call was my mom, actually. I think she didn't even believe it, honestly. Like, she's like, Lollapalooza, the same festival that has, like, so-and-so? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, there's not anything else. I'm like, she's like, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your friends, like, how did your friends react?
I feel like they seen it coming more than I did. They're like, yeah, of course. Like, duh. I'm like.
Aw, that's so cute.
I'm like, do you guys not care? Did you guys know this was happening? What's the vibe here? But I feel like they weren't as surprised.
Are a few of them going to show up to your
they're
set?
All showing up. Yeah, they're all showing up.
To support you. And you actually have a good time slot, too. Like,
yeah,
I was going to say.
Surprisingly. Yeah, I'm like, we're going to get a 12 o'clock slot. I mean, no one's going to five people maybe if we're lucky. And I'm like, I told the band, it's like, just be ready to get there early. And then I saw the slot. I'm like, this guy, like, we literally emailed back. I'm like, is this a mistake?
Yeah, no, you're performing Thursday, day one of Lala at 6:50 mm-hmm. on the BMI stage. And I was like, yeah, no, that's a good slot. Like, how exciting.
I'm like, I see these names like Lizzie McAlpine. I see like Chapel Row. And I'm like, I see my name. I'm like, everyone has to be wondering, who is this?
Well, they're going to know now. They're going to know.
Hopefully.
So how long do you take to prepare your set for a festival like Lala?
We dedicated a month, but of course we didn't rehearse the full month. I want to say we rehearsed four times, Ben. Yeah, I want to say like four times. But like we've toured before, so we kind of had like chemistry, me and the band together already. So it was more picking up the slack and just kind of like tightening up on certain songs, introducing new songs that I haven't showed the band yet. That's what we mainly focused on. And yeah, it wasn't super intense as it probably should be, but we're very laid back.
How long have you been performing live for? I know you've done some touring.
I did my first show, I want to say, when I was like 16 or 17 at Lincoln Hall.
Oh my gosh,
I opened up for another Chicago local, very good friend of mine, Victor. He goes by Victor Internet. Love him. Love him to death. He gave me the opportunity, and ever since then, I've just like, oh, it's such a great feeling to be on stage. And I've been like chasing it ever since.
I was going to say, that's so young. So did you know pretty early you're like, I'm going to give the music a shot?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I grew up just kind of like always involved in music one way or another. I was like choir. I was like played violin. I singing in the shower. I mean, who isn't? But yeah. yeah, I was just like trying to find something that was fitting. I like quit a lot of the things that I tried out, like violin. I did like 4 or 5 years, then quit because it was so boring. And then I like quit like choir. I quit everything. I'm very much a quitter in things. until this came about, and I'm like, all right, this fits.
Is your family Mexican?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I was going to say, like, for most Mexican families, the singing thing is tough for them to get on board, or like any artistic thing. Mm-hmm. Is that why you had tried out college?
100%. I mean, I don't feel like I was in a place to not go to college at the same time, but God, I hate school. But yeah, I mean, I really do want to finish the degree even now. I want to like want to feel like I have to finish it, because I like they pushed me so hard in high school, so hard in middle school. And I mean, like, props to them. I mean, I did great in high school academically, and I thank them for that. But yeah, there was a lot of pressure to go to college, get good grades, and I didn't do so well, honestly, when I went to college.
Well, you had a lot going on.
Yeah. I still do. I'm like 100% want to finish it.
And are you still on pause for college right now?
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, the family does have to be like, okay, well, Lollapalooza, it's not going in a bad direction.
It's a good look, but let's keep the paw in your pocket.
That sounds like a Mexican mom, honestly. That really does.
Yeah.
Because I know my parents were the same exact way. They're like, you're going to college, like, it's not even a question, you know?
It's like, they're like, oh yeah, Lollapalooza is cool, but you could be broke tomorrow.
Like, no, they're always ready. Like, you need to be making your money. You need to have that degree in your back pocket.
I agree. I didn't learn a thing, but I agree.
And going through your music, are you you're very much a lover boy, huh?
I'm yearning for it. I think a lot of it is, I think a lot of it's me imagining what it's like. I feel like a lot, I mean, some of it's true, some of it's just like what I imagine it and what I like kind of like feel like.
You romanticize
I romanticize like life, I feel like, a lot. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but it helps songwriting. So
I was gonna say, do you remember the first song you wrote?
The first song I wrote was Ripped Jeans. Mm-hmm. I had never written a song before, and I went to L.A. to go write this first song. It was like my first time I was in a studio. And I've never written a song. I don't know how to do it. And it just happened so naturally. I guess my subconscious kind of like knew what to write about. And at the time, I guess I was into like an older girl. And I guess I wrote the song ripped jeans literally just based on that. And honestly, when the song was done, I'm like, yeah, I don't know how I wrote this. Like, this could have been a ghostwriter. But, I mean, it all worked out. And then ever since then, I've just been, like, addicted to writing.
There's also natural talent, you know? Yeah. Like, there's things you're just naturally good at.
I don't even know. Yeah. I love the people who have it, but I don't have that.
So when you write a song about someone, I'm always so curious in songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Did that person ever know it was about them? Like, did you ever, like...
Oh, yeah. There's a couple songs where it's, like, they kind of know it's about them. I've never said it. Like, I feel like I never tell them. But, like, they have a hunch, you know?
Okay.
There's always a specific line in there where I'm, like... They're, like, they probably listen to it, and they're, like, that's... I think that's me.
You're dropping the hints.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it difficult for you because, you know, being bilingual,
mm-hmm.
seeing the current trend in Spanish music, like Latin pop or reggaeton, dembow right now, did you go back and forth with whether you wanted to be an English singer or a Spanish singer?
Yeah, there was like a lot, weirdly enough. I mean, it's the same with any trend. I feel like you follow any trend. And at the time, it was just so fitting because, you know, like, I mean, I listen to Spanish music constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, corridos. I love, corridos is probably, like, number one, but, like, reggaeton's cool, too. And, of course, I was following it. I'm like, yeah, I want to make some Spanish music. And it was cool. It was really cool at the time. Lately, I haven't been as much, but I definitely want to revisit it because it's always going to be the roots. I always listen to it, but it's just, like, a little harder. It's like a different, it's harder to write in Spanish, I've noticed.
That makes sense. Yeah. And I will say though, singing in Spanish, everyone's voice sounds better.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the way the syllables are pronounced, you sound like a much better singer.
Loverboy times 10 in Spanish, which is why I love it. But.
And so have you felt, because I mean, you still are very much like you answer the phone yourself for this Lala call.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you with a label right now?
Yeah. I'm with a label called God Mode. Been in it for a little while. So they do help out. I mean, they're like the ones who discovered me. And we've been going at it ever since.
So when you're with a label, I know you've been very, like, persistent on saying you don't want to label yourself under a genre.
Mm-hmm.
Is that difficult for them? Are they like, just give us some, like, we need to put something under your name. We need to put, like, you know, R&B or pop.
Yeah, before they were kind of asking me, what lane would this go in? And I would dodge the question, honestly. I'm like, I don't know. And I think at first I wanted to label it, like, indie pop. And then indie wasn't really started becoming less of a thing, I guess. And then I switched to pop. And then I got... my songs got a little more heavy. So at this point, I just kind of let them do their thing. I'm like, I want the audience to decide. Call it whatever you want. If you like it, you like it. You know, it's like, call it whatever. I don't really care at the end of the day. It's just music I love.
Who are some of your biggest inspirations?
Oh, my God. That's always like a tough question when you put spot on with who you listen to. I'll say like probably I enjoy The Strokes. I enjoy Omar Apollo.
Love Omar. Oh my gosh. Love. Yes. Another lover boy.
Oh, yeah. Heartbroken one for sure. Role Model's great. Dominic Fike is great. Leve is great. I think like those are the main people I've been listening to. Right.
Dominic going to be at Lala too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
You're going to catch that set?
Oh, yeah. Front row.
Do you have so you're going to have an artist band at Lala? Yeah. You're going all 4 days?
Yeah. I think I'm still going to go in the crowd, though. I mean, I need to be in the crowd. I need to see everything.
You need to be in there.
Yeah. I'm going to be like pushing through. I'm going to be like that guy. That's like, are you serious? Like, yeah.
And so you're performing at Lala. Are you taking the CTA to Lala? How are you getting there?
No, unfortunately not, just because we have band equipment. But,
okay. You have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff. But if we didn't have a lot of stuff, probably. I mean, it is so dramatic over there, parking and everything. Yeah. But luckily this year, we do have a designated spot, and we do have to bring guitars, some drum stuff, laptops, and it's just easier with the car.
Wow, so from not going to Lala, to getting kicked out, to now you are performing. What an arc for you.
Such an arc. I just want to tell Lala, hey, you kicked me out last year.
I mean, you could say it during your set, you know, if you want. Like, you could just throw it out there just to be a little salty. I mean, performing your first Lala Thursday, BMI stage, 6:50. How many songs are you doing?
ooh, I want to say a good, I'm going to look at you because I feel like you have a better idea. 13, 14? Yeah, 13 okay. or 14. Yeah, it should equivalate to 40 minutes, hypothetically.
Do you know what you're wearing?
Ooh.
No, you don't know what you're wearing yet. Yeah, okay. It's in 2 days.
I have a fit planned out, but I have other performances as well. And I'm like, should I wear the same fit? Are people going to notice? I'm like, are they going to be like, come on? Yeah, I do have a fit that a friend made for me. She's in the band, Alina Linda's actually. Her name's Isabella Lover. She started making clothes, and they look so cool. They have like little stars on them. I was thinking of wearing that. And then for the other sets, I don't know. I'm going to probably figure it out the night before. That's how I am with everything.
Okay.
Just figure out the night before.
Cute. And we're going to leave you with another song right now. And this one's called Jerk Times 2. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this song?
Yeah, sure. It's basically how everything I say comes out in the worst way, in the most, not mean way, but a very annoyed way. And I never mean it. I never do.
That's a lot of young men. Yeah, that's a lot of young men.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess I kind of exaggerated that feeling like, oh, I'm not a jerk, but I'm a jerk times two. Yeah, that was basically the base of the song.
Okay, let's get into it right here on Vocalo Radio.
Cigarette on your terrace. This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka, with production support from Abigail Harrison. Keep up with us at vocalo.org or at Vocalo on Instagram. I wish I was more like you.